Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. We've got some great interviews coming up today. Around 12:30, we'll talk to Mr. Excited. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit about car shows, but one of the major reasons why we want to talk to him today, there's a big car show coming up in Yarra Glen at the weekend, and we want some people to go along because it's from Mental Health Group. And we'll then between 1 and 2, we'll be talking to a men's table, finding out what they're all about. And then between 2 and 3, we're going to talking to the group that's actually putting on this car show to make some money to put towards mental health programs. So great afternoon coming up. Have a talk to Mr. Excited. We've had him on a couple of times before, and you know he organises car shows all around the place. There's certainly one down the Manhattan pub about once a month. But we particularly want to talk to him today because apart from and find out what he's got coming up, there's also one coming up this weekend at Yarra Glen, which we think, or I think, should be supported because not only is it, pardon me, a car show for that a lot of the guys will like, and I know quite a few ladies own old cars or like going to old cars, but we also, this is a fundraiser, it's a great effort. I should also just mention very quickly before we start, the Rotary Club of Wandon have got the Wandon Car Show on tonight. That's down at the Wandon Reserve there. It starts, I think, about 4:30 or 5 o'clock. I'm going down, so if you've got a chance, come down, have a look. There's some amazing cars there. But we're here to talk to Glenn. Welcome, Glenn.
How are you, mate? How are you, my friend? How are you doing?
I think I need to get you a bit louder. Just try again, Glenn.
Hey, mate, how are you? How you going?
We're going well. pardon me. Sorry about that. Glenn, let's talk about, first of all, I know you've got other car shows, but you've got this big one coming up that you're involved in at Yarra Glen. Is it Saturday or Sunday this week?
Saturday, mate. I've got to get that. I'm spot on the date, 23rd. It's this Saturday, mate. It she won't be right, mate, at the Yarra Glen race course this Saturday.
Right. So what time's it start, do you know?
9 till 2.
We've actually got She Won't Be Right, Mate, coming in for an interview between 2 and 3. So we'll be promoting the car show there as well and also what they do. But, I mean, do you know a lot about the organisation? Or certainly I'll wait and talk to them, but, I mean...
I'm actually very good friends with Marcus, who came up with the idea, who runs it, and met him about 4 years ago, and I jumped on board about 4 years ago, and... he wants me there every year, so I support it. I do a bit of MC work. I give out trophies, but it's such an important cause for mental health awareness, which a lot of people are struggling with. So it's for a great cause. So
and that's where the money's going on Saturday, isn't it?
All the funds go to that cause, and Marcus and the team do a just fantastic job for the day. It's been promoted big time by a lot of people, including myself. It's a show I'll never miss, so I'll be there every year.
Roughly how many cars do you know they get there, Glenn?
Well, this could be huge. I think this will be their biggest one since they've started. I'm guessing, but I'm thinking between 500 to 700 cars, maybe.
That's terrific. And the weather's looking reasonable. I mean, it's going to be warm, but it's not going to be raining. And it's not going to be too hot.
Yeah. The thing is, it's a little bit warm, but the thing is, that's the best location for warm weather car shows because there's so much shade. There's trees, there's undercover areas, there's heaps of place to keep cool. And, mate, there's plenty of ice creams and drinks and all sorts.
And I guess
no problem there.
People can buy food there too, can't they?
Oh, they can buy anything there. They can buy food, but not just that. There's professional people who you can talk to if you have actually got issues. There's actually help people who can help you, you know, on the day if you want to get resources helping you out in your life as well. So it's a fantastic day.
Oh, that's good. And we'll be talking then between 2 and 3 and we'll talk a lot more about their organisation and about Saturday. And Greg Carrick, who's one of... who's the manager here and also does a couple of shows, he's coming up to take photos of the cars, I believe.
Yeah. Always involved in a lot of car things. And I'm really looking forward to this weekend. And like I say, my charity show a few weeks ago for Moorabbuck went off. It was fantastic as well. So
that was
starting to get involved in more charity shows. So.
Yeah, and that's terrific. That was what I was going. Next question was going to be: you were down at Moorabbuck, weren't you, for Holy Foods, Neil Taylor?
Yeah. That was a brilliant day, mate. Between you and I can't thank everyone enough, and all the sponsors who helped out on the day, and everyone who came and donated. We raised up to near. On the day, we raised up to nearly $3,000 for a 3-hour show. So Neil was pretty overwhelmed, mate, between you and I. He was very grateful, and it was a great day.
Well, and that's part of the what they want to do too, isn't it? That it's apart from people going down and having fun and having a better look at a whole lot of nice cars, at the same token, you're putting money into Holy Foods, which at the moment, like every one of these groups, is desperately in need of funds because, you know, there's more people going and they're now talking about the working poor where a mother and father can still be working on low wages and with everything going up, they're still poor, which you wouldn't think would happen, but it certainly is.
Yeah, well, it hit me pretty hard. I actually met a few homeless people on the day who actually messaged me privately the night before to thank me for the show, and they came along and they're working time, but unfortunately they're still living out of their car and their hotel because rent's so high. So people really opened up to me and thanked me for running this, and this is something I'm going to be really focusing on next year, is doing a lot more charity shows.
I happened to be at Rotary last night and we had one of the charities come along, and they were saying that some of these people are spending about 3/4 of their salary just on rent. Before you buy food or before you pay anything else, 3/4 of their salaries are going into the rent. It's just horrific.
Yeah, it is bad. And no one's got anything to live off at the end of their pay. So it's very difficult for a lot of people. And I want to do what I can in the car scene to help others. And that's what I can do with my social platform, you know. It's something I really love.
That's terrific. All right, so we've talked about Neil Taylor, and I should mention that if anybody is doing it tough, particularly coming up to Christmas, I know a lot of parents that aren't able to afford Christmas presents for their children really feel bad. So, look, if you're in that situation, go and talk to Neil. There's heaps of them. Get on the internet and have a look, or on the council sites. Go to one of these organisations. Don't be too proud to ask for help. That's what it's there for. So I must mention, with Christmas Day coming up, a lot of us have family days, and that for some people it's a very lonely day. And I know some organisations, and I won't name them because I'm not sure of them all, but I think I'm talking about people like the Salvos. Now, a lot of them actually run a Christmas dinner, so don't stay at home getting depressed on Christmas Day, and I'll talk to you more about this as we get closer to Christmas. Don't be frightened to reach out. Anyway, Glenn, what else have we got coming up in the car show? The year's fast running out.
Well, mate, you won't believe it, but on the same day as this Saturday, She Won't Be Right, mate, at Yarra Glen, after that event, I'm heading straight up to Shepparton after that day to do a show and shine at a huge event at Spring Nats in Shepparton on the same day. So I'm doing show and shine to Saturday and Sunday up there at Shepparton. So I'm driving straight up there, believe it or not. Call me crazy, mate. Call me crazy, but... Yeah, I'm two hours after emceeing that show and then emceeing another one up in Shepparton, so I'm flat out.
Yeah, that's fair. So is that a fundraiser too, or is that just a normal car show?
No, that's a big community event. It's been running for about 30 years. It's a massive event in Shepparton. It's a big community, family car. It's a car show and a bit of, like, cars, you know, racing up and down a track and doing wild things, but it's a big day. It's a 3-day event, but I'm going up there for 2 to give them a hand.
So you're taking the old Chevy up?
No, mate, I won't make it.
Of course it would.
Instead of taking me 2 hours, it'll take me 4 hours to get up there in the straight 6, mate. So, no, I won't be doing that. And the organisers have actually booked in a hotel for my whole family and kids to come. So I'll be going up in the work vehicle and the family can come. So
that sounds good. Glenn, I've just got to take... There's a couple of messages popped up. I've just got to take that and one or two things, and we'll be straight back and we'll start to talk, apart from Shepparton, and what you've got coming up between now and Christmas.
No problem, mate.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Came out of the late 80s, and that was Jimmy Barnes and Keep a Knockin'. Considering how he used to scream, I'm surprised the guy can still talk, but he still gets it there. Certainly he's slowed down a bit in the last few years, but gee whiz, he used to really belt it out. But anyway, I'm talking to Mr. Excited. So, Glenn, you've got something big coming up on the 1st of December, which we need to know about. Hang on, Glenn. You disappeared.
Sorry, mate, are you there?
Yep, you're right now.
All right, mate, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you go.
Yarra Junction Primary School is celebrating their 130th birthday of the school.
Terrific
it's
effort.
A big, huge anniversary, and I'm putting on a car display of about 60 to 70 cars, and I'm still looking for more cars, so please message me if you want to get involved. This is a great thing for the kids to really see these cars up close. We really got to show these kids about these old classics, and that's why I want to put a display. And I'm part of the Yarra Junction Primary School Council as well.
So, oh, yeah. Oh, well.
And my son goes there, so there you go.
So, Glenn, what time are the cars going to be there, do you know?
Well, we'll be there early. We want to have be set up by 8 o'clock, and the show starts at 9. So, yeah, we'll be there, set it up on the Oval at about 8 o'clock in the morning. There's food, there's market stalls, there's sausage sizzles, there's coffee vans, there's all sorts. So it's going to be a great day.
What time is it finished, you know?
I think it finishes at 1 o'clock.
So about 9 to 1 if people come along.
It's a free event. You just come in and check the school. It's got a lot of history there, like 130-year-old school. It's been around, for a long time. So, no, I'm happy to be involved in that.
And so you're on the school council too. So how do you fit in all the time with all the car stuff and that?
I don't really know, mate. I have no idea how I do it. I'm still trying to figure that out. Lucky I've got a diary now.
Well, you'd be in real trouble without it. All right, so people need to come along on the 1st of December and have a look at not only the cars but the whole day, and it's all free, and you can't get better than that. So, and then I guess, have you got Manhattan on in December?
Yeah, my last show of the year, big celebration. It's usually a massive show. It's my Christmas Mr. Excited Cars and Coffee at the Manhattan on the 15th from 9 till 12. It's usually a huge turnout, being it's the last one of the year. So I'll have trophies there on that day and a couple of free Bowden's packs as well. So it'll be one of my biggest turnouts. If it's a beautiful day, it'll be massive. So
that sounds fair. Well, hopefully in December you should be pretty right. So what happens in the new year? Have you got a few on next year?
Yeah, I've got my calendar's already getting full already, and I haven't even gone into the new year. So I've got some big announcements that. Are we talking again in December?
No, but
no, we're not.
No, I don't think we are because I think by this stage we'll be ready to knock off.
Well, I'm helping the Rotary Club and running the All American Day in Emerald there, which is a huge deal.
What month's that, mate?
March.
Yep.
Yep, and then the other one I'm running is I think April is the Knox Fest as well. And then I've got the Moorabbin Festival in March too, and I've got, mate, I'll write it down, but it's nuts. It's already crazy. I think I've got about 6-7 events, and I've got Mansfield at the start of the year. It's pandemonium. But to find out, just jump on my page, and I have all my events up there. It makes it easy.
Mr. Excited?
Yeah, Mr. Excited and Friends, Classic Cars Worldwide. That's my Facebook page, 30,000 followers and going up. By about 100 new followers a week, believe it or not.
Gee, that's true. Glenn, Mansfield, there's quite a number of car shows in Mansfield. Is there a reason why people, because I love Mansfield, I think it's a terrific town, but there's a number of car have their yearly get-together up there. Is there a reason why people pick Mansfield?
I think it's what you just said then, the beautiful location, the beautiful town. It's a favourite spot for a lot of tourists, and it's actually from all around that area. There's a lot of car people, and a lot of people love it. And I'm going to an Autofest Mansfield event, a lot of Australian cars, not just Australian cars, but all a mixture of everything, and it's a three-day event as well.
And I think, I think some of the Holden groups go up there too, don't they, for their nationals or whatever they call them?
Yeah, a lot of I've seen a lot of Holden, all Holden days up there, even Fords, and I've been there a lot to Mansfield just to visit. It's a beautiful place, I think that's why people go there.
I was just wondering why, because I think it's a lovely place, and I've been there on a number of occasions. I used to have to go there for work quite often, and I love it, but I just wondered why it seems to so often pop up in car shows.
I think locations like that I think it's everyone's drawn to, you are right though, a lot of people are drawn to that area, aren't they?
Yeah. Now, one thing, I've got to take another quick break, but I noticed somebody put up on your Facebook page a little while ago when we were talking, don't forget to mention the A30s. So are these little Austin A30s, are there heaps of them around or what?
Well, I think there's a fair few of them around, but not many. There's three regulars who come to my show all the time, and they come together. They're a wicked, wicked car. They are a little gem of a car, and I actually just love them. I could actually nearly fit one in my 58 Chevy boot.
Yeah, you just imagine. But my father-in-law, who was a big man, like he wasn't tall, but he was, he was big, wide. And so was the mother-in-law, and they had two children, my wife and a brother, and they used to fit in this little Austin A30. I don't know how they did it, but
they're a fantastic little classic. And I have I have some three regulars who pop around to my shows regularly. They're great cars.
Well, if your mate's listening, one of your three, we've covered it for him.
Oh, Mr. Excited loves the A30s. Don't you worry.
All right, take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Glenn.
One threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in old sailboat.
Come on and do the jailhouse rock with me. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in the old cell block. Put that into the jailhouse rock, rock, rock. Sad sack was sitting on a block of stone. Next, I wanna stick around, I wanna get my kick. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in old cell block. Put that into the jail, let it rock. Down 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 into the jail, let it rock.
That was a great Elvis Presley, and that was back in about the year of the of your Chev, Glenn.
Oh, mate, the music you put on today, mate, got me rocking and rolling. I tell you, I'm loving the music.
Righto, we're fast running out of time. Let's go back because there's three things we really want to cover. Because and I should mention, you are back on the 18th of December. We said we didn't think you were, but you're back on the 18th of December. And we'll talk all about next year. But there's three we really need you to recap on. That's this Saturday, the 1st of December and the 15th of December.
Yeah, she won't be right, mate. All mental health awareness car show at the Yarra Glen Racecourse this Saturday, everyone. Get on down. It's a great show from 9 till 2 o'clock.
And you're still looking for cars? Still looking for cars, Glenn, or is it full?
It's an open invitation, mate, so the more the merrier. And, the numbers are looking very high, but, we want everyone to come to this because this is a very important show. Like I said, it's about mental health awareness and helping people out there who are struggling. So this is a real great show, and it's a great family show. There's a lot of kids' activities and everything, so bring your family down.
Sounds good. Now, the 1st of December, just recap on that again for us, please.
Yeah, 130th birthday for Yarra Junction Primary School, the 1st of December. I'm still looking for about 50 to 60 cars. So please message me on Facebook, Glenn Hingerson, and privately message me. Tell me if you want to come to the school. This is a great day. It's free entry. I'm running the whole thing. I'd love just to see the kids' reactions to seeing some of these old classics that they just don't see every day. I'd love to see if I can get a few more cars down there.
Well, all these were built before the kids were born, weren't they?
Oh, they love it, mate. And that's the thing. Their reaction to old cars just blows me away. I love it.
And the 15th of December.
Yeah, my last show of the year. And we want to go out with a big bang. We want excitement. We want, you know, this. That will be my 20th show this year.
You've done 20 this year?
Yeah, 20.
Do you reckon you'll do that many again next year?
Probably more. I did 10 last year, so I've... I've doubled it. So, yeah, 20 this year, but I really want to celebrate my last show this year and just I want to thank my team and all my followers and friends. I really want them to come down to the Manhattan to the last show. It's on the 15th of December, 9 till 12. Manhattan Hotel in Ringwood.
I mean, the good thing with that is that people can come to the show and still go off and do other things for the family in the afternoon. And the same thing with the guys with the car. They can bring their car down, show it, and be home for lunch and then do whatever family
wants. There's no time restriction on that show at all. People can come and go whenever they like. Yep. And that's why I do get a massive turnout because of that reason, because people can come in and leave whenever.
And I noticed that... there's somebody usually videos the cars come in because I've watched quite a few of them on Facebook. Yeah,
it's probably usually me.
But
I'm always meeting and greeting every single owner.
Yeah, which is terrific. Which is because that doesn't happen in many places.
No, I like to. I usually know the car before I know the people driving it. Usually,
do you?
I recognise the cars and then I'm like, oh. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, it's funny. Cars just are imprinted in my brain. So.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Look, Glenn, we've got a couple of minutes before we need to go. Is there anything else you want to say just in the next couple of minutes?
If I can, Alan, I'll be quick, but I just want to really thank all of my major sponsors who have jumped on board to help me. Canterbury Tyres and Mag Supermarket down there on Canterbury Road, Rhino Insurance in Queensland, AKT Trophy Centre, Rhino Insurance, I just said, and Bowden's Australia Cleaning Products and the Manhattan Hotel and Car Art, Classic Car Art. All them sponsors, without them, and my fantastic admin of 9 people.
I was going to say, you've now got, because you were doing a lot of it yourself, weren't you? You've now got a group of people helping you.
I've got a great team, and I've got 3 Johns.
Three.
I get confused on who's who. but without my family and my partner, Kate, and my kids and my admin and my team, I tell you, I couldn't do it. There's no way I could do it. I work full-time. As you know, 5 days a week. So, yeah, without my team, I have no show. So,
and your older,
I want to thank you.
Your older son is now getting a bit involved in it too, isn't he?
Yeah. My 8-year-old son Cody, he's right in there, mate. He gives out the trophies. We've even had trophies with Cody's Choice Award, and he loves it. He's into it. The 2-year-old, he gets pretty excited when he sees some old classics or the Chevy. He gets pretty excited himself. So, without my family, my sponsors and my team, I have no show. So I've got to thank them, because I never really get to do it. So thank them all.
And the funniest bit is that your partner doesn't even really like cars, the old cars, does she?
She doesn't care less. I'm actually shocked that she hasn't divorced me yet, to be honest.
because she
knows the passion behind it, and she does support it in that way, but no, she doesn't really think much of them at all.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of women don't. I was talking to a guy the other day, and he said, his girlfriend. He said, my girlfriend loves old cars. I said, for God's sake, marry her, because you're never going to find another woman.
Do it now, mate. Go and get the ring.
And I don't want to sound sexist, but I'm amazed how many young women own classic cars. Like, once upon a time, everybody thought it was just a few old men, but a lot of younger women.
A lot of great females I know too run their own car shows.
Do they?
Yeah. Northern Girl, she runs her own shows out there and does a fantastic job, Paula. And so does Judy. She's another one. She runs her own car shows. They're wicked, and a lot of women are involved, which is a fantastic thing.
Yeah, I know it sounds sexist, but it was always more or less the domain of the older guy. Glenn, I've got to go. Time's there.
Right.
We'll talk again on the 18th of December. I hope Saturday's a rip-roaring success.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. Stay excited, stay positive. I'll see you down the road.
See you, mate. Bye.